Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. G'day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley, and we're pleased today to talk to you about a class of software that we've not covered up to this point in the lab. And that is an automatic time tracker. Now, you might feel like this is kind of big brother watching you, but it's really a convenience to your productivity. And there's many of these products in the marketplace, but the one we want to talk about today is called DeskTime. Now, Brian, I know you've used DeskTime for a while. What would you like the listeners to know about DeskTime?
Okay, so DeskTime, the use case I have is that I have my consulting work, and many times I'll have five or six different jobs I'm working on. Sometimes I'm on deadline and I don't think to write down my time until mid-afternoon because I'm really trying to be in the project. And so what happens to me is I end up having to try to make something up. And so about 7 years ago, I decided that I was going to use a passive time tracking tool. So this is a tool where there's an application that sits in your toolbar on your computer. And it simply goes through and records the active window, the application you're running, and the file you're working on within that. So for example, if we were working on World Domination 2023 in Microsoft Word, then it would say Microsoft Word : World Domination 2023.docx. And so the concept here is that it gives you a log of what you worked on. You know, I think back to the way my father used to manage himself when he was coming up. And I remember he had these red diaries where he had a page or two for every day. And you could go back, he could go back and tell you what he did on January the 3rd, 1971, you know, today, if he needed to. And so the thing about it is that it makes it possible now for me to track my time without having to sit and incessantly take notes and without me having to consciously obsess about it. I can just do my thing, do my work, and then this tracks the time for me. Then I can accumulate it, aggregate it, and then turn it into time reporting.
Yeah. So, you know, this is kind of interesting because obviously there's a number of consultants to the profession that say, look, throw away the timesheet. But there are many of us, like myself, frankly, who, while we bill many projects at flat rates, keep track of our time for costing purposes. And this really enables that. So I can tell you that when we started recording our podcast today, I had my timesheet to the minute. You know, when we started this, it had the entry time of when we started, and when we finished, it'll have another entry. But the bottom line here is some people would say, oh, you don't need to do any of this time tracking. Well, in effect, this pretty much lets you do the time tracking without having to think about it very much, which has always been a problem. And there's some really interesting key features in these types of products. Now, I'll go off on these a little bit, and then you can maybe pile on, Brian, where you think it's important. But this whole passive time tracking deal is pretty important because it's automatic. As you've already called out, it does document titles. There's cost calculations. You can see when people are absent. Frankly, in this new remote work environment, the ability to know that somebody's really working on firm-related or project-related engagements as opposed to, you know, updating their resume to go someplace else could be a pretty big deal. But it's mobile and it takes screenshots automatically. There's offline time tracking features. You know, an associate of ours taught us all about Pomodoro sprints, basically are working heads down for 25 minutes and breaking for 5 minutes. So it's got some of that. And there's more and more and more in here. In fact, I probably haven't even gotten to half of the features that are available in these passive time tracking products. So are there others that you consider good for you?
You know, I don't have any off the top of my head that I have experience with that I can speak to intelligently. I have used a number in the past. The one I used to use was purchased by an Indian company, and it's no longer marketed, so I can't really speak to it. But I will say that the thing that this really does for me, let me just say outset that I don't bill based on time, but I do use the time. I use it to manage myself so that I can be in the moment with my family and do what I need to do with my family and maintain my appointments. But it also lets me keep my eye on, am I spending the time on my practice in my work that I should be against my goals for myself? So I have a goal for how many charge hours I'm going to have. And I have a goal for how many days I'm going to teach. And I have a goal for how much revenue I'm going to generate. And so this helps me keep my eye on the ball to see so that I don't get to June and realize I just kind of stopped getting stuff done in April and I need to pick back up. And so it's very helpful for that. This tool, you know, so it's helpful for teams if you want to go in and see what somebody's doing. And if you think about subordinates, one of the things that managers do sometimes is they just kind of walk around, they see what somebody's working on. And this gives you an opportunity to glance at that screen and see what's active on their computer. I'm not suggesting that you obsess about it, but you go through and scan through the screen captures really quickly, and you can get a good feel for what somebody's been in the middle of. They have shift scheduling, and there's a mobile app so you can track your calls on your mobile phone. You can do invoicing through it. You can also, with an upgrade to it for $2 per employee per month, you can even use desk time to track the and do appointments on the meeting rooms that you have in your organization.
Yeah, so the vendor claims that it boosts productivity by 30%. I don't know if that's a good number or a bad number, but hey, if I could boost your productivity by 5%, would that be worth it to you? You know, this whole organization thing, Brian, because, you know, you crank out a heck of a lot of work in a very short period of time when you're, you know, fired up and focused. And, you know, if it keeps you more focused all by itself, it's probably worth it to me. And, you know, when I start thinking about just my work style, your work style, this not having to deal with the time and keeping track when I go from one project to another, but calls or interrupts in my time, and I have to kind of stop and handle that. And, you know, this switching over, a lot of times that type of time is lost. You know, an old rule of thumb we used is if you didn't complete your timesheets daily, you could lose as much as 20 to 25% of your billable hours. And it turns out at my type of rate, if I just find an extra quarter, an hour, or an hour, a half an hour in a day, it comes back in pretty big numbers fairly quickly. And I suspect it does for a lot of you. And then multiply at times the number of people that work in your firm. To me, there's a lot of things that just make sense around this. I don't want to talk too prematurely about pricing, but one thing that's good about this product, it's got a 14-day free trial. So you don't have to believe Brian and Randy. You can try it for yourself and find out if it actually makes sense to you. But overall, the pricing on this product is still pretty amazing. The light version for one user is free. So, you know, you'll get a lot cheaper than free. And the pro version, they actually have three other versions, pro, premium, and enterprise. And each of the versions add a few features. For example, the free version does the automatic time tracking, the URL and app tracking we've been talking about, has the web timer and the mobile app. That's pretty good right by itself. But what happens then is you add a few other features, idle time tracking and project time tracking when you get to the pro level. You know, you'd mentioned that you send them $10 of your own green cash, I think.
I don't get a free demo account, a free consultant account. I pay them $10 and I'm thrilled to pay them $10. because it makes my life $10 a month better. It actually makes, they could probably charge me more. Don't tell them that. But it significantly improves my workflow, because the concept of, oh, I got to write my time down right now in the back of my mind doesn't clutter up my head when I'm trying to be creative and create content.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, the very last CPA firm I was in doing consulting, which was within 2 weeks of the day we're recording this podcast, so that's pretty bloody current, I was amazed to listen to the partners talk about how they wrote down their time on a yellow pad and an admin keyed in the numbers. I mean, it was like, really? Did you know you could do it like this? But, you know, the premium version that you're using includes or adds the automatic screenshots, the absence calendar, the shift scheduling, the invoicing, the company integrations, the offline time approval and IP restrictions. And then there's more that you can get when you get up to the enterprise level of the product. So, you know, in the big picture, this is a wonderful value, as I would think about it, for many of you listening to us, whether you are doing project billing, engagement billing, or whether you're actually doing time and material billing. So, Brian, I know we could go on and on about the product. What other things should our listeners not miss?
It has an absence calendar. In the higher end versions, you can do absence approvals, so vacation workflow approvals. You have some project management, like you mentioned. It's got shift scheduling. You mentioned the Pomodoro stuff in there. You know, this is one of those little utility applications that I run on my computer every day that pays for itself. Because if I'm sitting down at the end of the week saying, did I get anything done this week or not? How do I feel about how I got done this week? And if I feel good or if I feel bad or if I'm just, you know, I just want to go back and see what I did and how I need to adjust next week to make it better, I can simply go back and look at a log of what I actually did on my computer. And as my telephony begins to get more and more integrated with the computer, it will track that telephony. And there's a mobile app that will let me track my mobile calls as well. So there's all kinds of information capture here that, you know, again, if I capture one billing a month that I wouldn't have done, or one billing where I look at it and I say, you know, I think to myself in my mind, well, maybe I just spent 15 minutes on this. And I go back and look at it and realize that I spent 3 hours on it. And so I can make better decisions about my work, but it still allows me to be in the moment and to be laser focused on what's going on when I'm working for the client, where I'm working with the client.
Yeah. So in our preparation for our time together, you know, I knew this product had been around for a while, but I did not realize they had added their booking feature at $2 a month, which you'd mentioned, I think, a little bit earlier, but you could book desks or meeting rooms or parking spaces and more. It can be viewed from a booking grid. And, you know, a lot of people have asked us about how to schedule shared conference rooms and things like that. And, you know, for a lot of you who are in smaller firms, this could be just beautiful from a usability perspective. And it basically gives you, you know, a pretty interesting way to do space management, as it turns out.
Well, it's not just that, because you're away from your computer when you're in a meeting usually. And so if that's the case, this now completes the loop for you that, you know, in that time when you weren't at your computer, you were working. You just happened to be in a conference room meeting with a client.
Well, any other key features, Brian? Because again, you can tell both of us like these classes of products. Brian happens to be a heavy user of Desk Time by himself. Any other key items, Brian?
There are some integrations. Most of them are into project management tools like Trello and some development tools like GitLab. But it's a, again, you can try it for 2 weeks, see if you like it. If you like it, use it. If you don't like it, don't use it. You know, this is one of those tools like Calendly that we covered a few weeks back that really makes my life better. And I wish more people knew about, because it helps me harvest 15 to 30 minutes, you know, a day off of my work that I don't have to spend doing something menial. And so, you know, just like Desk Time, just like Calendly, we want to help you get things done. And you may not like the tools we use, but we're trying to share our experiences with you and the experiences that we've seen from others so that you can think about this when you're trying to figure out, okay, how am I gonna get my stretch goals this year?
Yeah, sounds cool. Well, we appreciate you spending time with us in the technology lab, and we have something cooking up for you in a future session. Join us again soon. Good day.
Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.